This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Merry Christmas from the DJ Veers. How do you do? Optimistically looking at the day and the weekend and all the hoopla. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful time with your family. Those people who don't have a family, you can make us your family. We'll be your family. How's that? We're happy to help out, especially this time of year when people are really, if they don't have anybody around, kind of a dumpy kind. It really is a dumpy time of the year. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff from Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. On the Christmas front, is this a Christmas present? The president and the administration announcing that it's going to extend the moratorium on student loan payments till next May 1st because of the situation with COVID. The first leg of this was supposed to be over next month. People that were in debt for student loans who had to go back to paying. But there's a government program. I think I talked about this once not long ago. I know it because my two children are involved in academics. Not my two children. My daughter and her husband are involved in academics. And there was a program that was discovered by some of the big universities, people who are on the staff, could have loans forgiven. And then there was an uproar when it became public because, well, why should they get forgiveness and I don't get forgiveness? Which actually is a pretty good question. They don't make as much money as some people in business, but they aren't, they're not poor. So the school
wasn't doing it? It was the federal government that was
forgiving
there?
No, federal government. Yeah.
Wow. The federal government. I can understand as maybe a perk of your job if you work for an academic institution and maybe they pay off part of your loan for you or whatever. Yeah. Right. But, yeah, that is unfair because a lot of people use their, use their degrees for whatever it is for many different, industries.
Yeah,
so
right.
That seems unfair.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, anyway, so the unfairness continues into the new year. Here's something for those of you who are owners of electric cars, especially Tesla. What was it we were talking about? Chrysler's got a new SUV that's coming out that's electric.
Yeah, the first electric one that's going to be debuted at CES.
Yeah. Okay, so there's an early Christmas present from Tesla for those people who are on the road. They're going to extend free vehicle charging at certain supercharger locations if you get there before 10 o'clock in the morning, right, or after 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I see on the mall the Tesla chargers that are next to the street where people who have Teslas can plug in. So if you have another electric vehicle, you can't, the hitch is different, the hookup is different,
know.
You can't use it.
That's a good question. I don't know if Tesla has I don't know if it's a universal. Well, they must be universal on some level because the federal government is building a whole bunch of charging stations and a whole network across the country. So it must, or maybe there are certain, maybe there are different ports or something in it. For Tesla, one maybe for GM, one for, I don't know.
So they're making these, I didn't realize, I thought you got free charging wherever you were. So when you go to a gas station that has a plug-in, you got to pay for it?
I
don't know.
I would think you'd have to pay for this. You have to pay for air just to put it in your tire.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Except you don't have to pay for gasoline. Well, see,
Merry
part
Christmas.
Of it is because a lot of people didn't like the fact that, there's tax on gasoline. So if you have a regular car and you need gas to make it go, then you have to pay tax to your state and federal, however it's built in. And so if charging was free, then those people driving Teslas or electric vehicles aren't paying into that system.
For me.
Well, that was one of the things that was a big deal because they keep putting the gas tax on people in California. There's like
We have more electric cars, so we're going to charge the gas people more.
Right, and so people are saying, well, wait a second, electric cars are driving on the roads, too. You're saying the roads need to be fixed.
But the environmental...
They shouldn't get a free pass.
The environmental yahas are saying that's only fair because we're doing our part to save the environment, and those no-good SOBs driving those gas guzzlers are ruining the environment, so we shouldn't have to pay the same taxes as people who are...
We all share the road.
Yes, we do. Well, I'm just telling you that's the argument it puts forth. So let's see here. The following states and stations are free before 10 o'clock on Christmas Day. Right? Is this Christmas? This is Christmas Day.
It runs...
Day. Or next couple of days.
I think there are multiple days, yes.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Basically, if you're traveling for the whole weekend.
For the weekend. Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Utah. So why wouldn't they just make this universal all across the country? Every state's got Teslas in them. So what is
those
there
are
about?
I don't know. I think those are the superchargers versus the regular. I don't know.
Supercharger, 5-minute charge, and you're done, right?
I'm not sure. I think it's 20 minutes.
Oh, is it 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think
right.
So.
Well, that's a drawback right there. If you're going somewhere in a hurry, when you load up, how long does it take you to fill up your gas tank? 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, you do have to definitely
right?
be aware of your car, right?
Yeah,
because if you're,
exactly.
like, running out in an emergency and then the car doesn't start, then,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
yeah.
I never know the level of gasoline that I have in my car. I would be an awful Tesla owner. No.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. It's always a surprise. I never know.
You don't look at the gas gauge?
Not really, no.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, I fill it up when it's empty, when the light comes on and says, hey, I need more.
But if there's an emergency, you have to have a little of
See,
tank.
That's why I'm saying I would be a horrible Tesla owner because, I mean, my Apple Watch has never even charged. Like, I never have anything that's charged.
Right. You'd be on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Early English colonists in New England declared war on Christmas. Spanish settlers in present-day Florida, Texas, and New Mexico celebrating what historians consider to be the first Christmas events in the future United States. The English didn't want to... Well, you all know the story of what really happened. The problem is we've been so romanticized with how America was formed or created or whatever that we don't really know the whole story. Hispanics have kept alive celebrations honoring the birth of Jesus in the centuries before the holiday caught on. Catched on? Good, Doug. Thank you.
Catched on.
It catched on. Right. So Hernando de Soto, for whom the car... Anybody here other than me remember the car called the de Soto? No, probably not.
I've heard of it.
Yes? You remember a de Soto?
I don't remember it. I've heard of it.
The de Soto is a Chrysler car, and most of the de Sotos look just like all the rest of the Chrysler cars. So they stopped making them about 30 years or so ago. But anyway, because of Mr. De Soto, a lot of Catholic priests and Spanish explorers celebrated the first Christmas in 1539. That's when they were here first. Remember, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492? He wasn't really the first person to get here.
Well, he never got here.
Yes, he was. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, right. He landed in New York City. No.
What was it? He floated up the Hudson River against the tide.
Yeah, Henry Hudson did that eventually, but sure.
Right. Anyway, so settlers in a village now known as Tallahassee, which is the capital city of Florida, if you didn't know that, they settled there and celebrated Christmas. I bet a lot of people didn't know this. Did you know this, ladies?
I did
not. All of this Spanish stuff? No?
No.
Spanish settlers also were the first recorded Christmas in New Mexico in 1598. In San Juan Pueblo, 1683, explorer Juan Dominguez de Mendoza and a Catholic priest held the first Christmas with the locals in a small town known as Presidio, which is where a big jail is now, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what other things happened up here in New England. Puritans and some of the British called the Puritans radical Christians. They settled here and balked at Christmas celebrations because they thought that associated them with the Church of England, and they didn't want anything to do with the Church of England. That's why they came here. Puritan New England passed laws forbidding the observance of Christmas in the 1600s. How about that? So it didn't catch on here until the 1800s. The Germans and the Irish brought their Christmas celebrations with them. I didn't know that either. Here's a fun fact. the town of Belen, New Mexico, founded in 1740 as Nuestra Señora de la Belen, Our Lady of Bethlehem. How about, how do you do with pronunciation? Are you okay, ladies?
Nuestra
Señora de Belen. Town has erected permanent nativity scene artwork on public property there. That was a question that I think I had. Did I have it off the air with you, Victoria, the other day?
Yeah, it was off the air. You asked me that, and about, like, if local towns
nativity
still have
scenes.
Nativity scenes.
Yeah,
and
right.
There are
I mean, some do.
I've seen some, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And some, they've been outlawed because of, you know, PC culture, but...
Right, exactly.
What's really sad, there was a time, gosh, it must have been 2 or 3 years ago, I have a great friend, she used to do my hair since I was, like, 12 years old before my cousin started doing hair. I had to go where the family is, but... she's fantastic, and she just one of the nicest people and sparkly and just full of positivity. But she got breast cancer.
Ooh.
And so she was fighting it, and she has this really, she really started kind of like ramping up her faith because of it. And so she had this beautiful old nativity set that she actually had for your front yard, like you put out in your yard. And someone came and stole her baby Jesus.
Oh.
And she was so sad and so upset. And then on Christmas morning, I don't know what happened. I don't know if someone found it. But on Christmas morning, it was back in her yard again.
Wow.
Incredible. She woke up, and it was there. And this, I mean, this woman, my friend, she was, like, crying tears of happiness. I have no idea how it made its way back, but there it was.
Wow, that's a sweet story.
Isn't that cool? I know, and it's true. All true. You would think that sounds just like a hokey Hallmark movie, but it was so, it was really sweet.
Have you looked at your Christmas cards, ladies, the Christmas cards that you have received thus far and found anything that stood out that really got you? Or do you wait till Christmas Day actually to open your cards? Like, I wait till Christmas Day to open. I open the cards, but I don't open the presents. I think it's bad luck to do it, frankly. I don't know.
Well, I usually wait till Christmas cards, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Christmas card day, and that's the, you know, the
Have you noticed
idea.
They've picked up in popularity?
Christmas cards.
Yeah, last year I feel like they were kind of like, bleh, nobody was sending them, maybe the year before. But this year I feel like I've gotten a lot more than usual.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I feel the total opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten fewer cards this year. Yeah. A lot of my friends are just like, eh, they just gave up on the family portrait stuff and, you know, all that. It's just like, yeah, whatever, Merry Christmas.
Bug.
Yep.
Sounds like something that I'd say, Victoria.
Yep, exactly.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 18 after the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour. Normally, this is the trending portion of each hour. And so, Jay has been following some of the Christmas trending stories. But I think it's also a great time. There's no better time than no good time, bad time. There's something that happens around the holiday season that I find hysterical. And it came back to my mind. I would have probably forgotten about it, although I shouldn't. In my Christmas file, there is a reference to Adam Sandler's song, which is, it's a, I don't know if you call it a song, he sings it, but even though Hanukkah has come and gone, this, for me, has always been a part of Christmas. Here's Adam Sandler.
Hanukkah is festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We've got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too
shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. It's a little, little, little Hanukkah. Have a hopper, 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 happy Hanukkah.
I think this is just hysterical anyway. It's Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. All right, so Jay, what holiday traditions... you asked people for examples of things they didn't like at Christmas.
Yeah.
What did you come up with?
Yeah, whether it's their own families or a family they visited and experienced. Mike tweeted having to carry gifts downstairs after midnight is a tradition he could do without. Daddy's in-laws have a tradition where everybody has to take turns stating their favorite gift they received that year and the worst gift. Can you imagine if you were the giver of the worst gift that year? Mm-hmm. That would be awful. Doug Keller said her college boyfriend's family had a Christmas Eve tradition where they sang the 12 Days of Christmas. In its entirety, everybody had to draw a number out of a Santa hat and then sing that part as a solo. Sometimes if there weren't enough people, you had to double down on numbers.
Boo.
That's enough cause to break up.
28 after the hour.
Velvety paper feel. Exquisite colors. Stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. As Americans continue to struggle for some normalcy, the pandemic is now heading into its third year. Dr. Fauci said Americans should cancel their New Year's Eve parties due to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Fauci also relayed new CDC guidelines about quarantining.
You have so many people simultaneously testing positive. You want to make sure that particularly among essential workers that you get people out there much sooner, and by much I mean cutting it in half, saying that 5 days of isolation, then come out and wear a mask for the rest of the time.
Dr. Fauci did not provide any scientific evidence showing this is a sound decision. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
More details on political posturing are coming out of the mostly partisan January 6th commission. Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense under President Trump, told Newsmax that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said no in writing to Trump sending 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen to help protect the Capitol on January 6th.
You'd think the January 6th Select Committee would be investigating January 6th, not Afghanistan, not Somalia, not fantasy phone calls and trips with the president, but January 6th. And I reminded the January 6th committee, this is the only thing I can say publicly, is that the DOD Inspector General under President Biden found that the Department of Defense acted appropriately, swiftly, and without delay. You would think they would turn to that document and ask questions about it. I have to submit it for the record. And there's a public DOD timeline that's out there that explains that people aren't looking at that was signed by the Secretary of Defense and Chairman of the Secretary of the Army. 2 days before January 6th, we were in the Oval Office that basically the president authorized 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women around the country if needed. And the law requires that authorization. So President Trump preemptively took that action. We, the Department of Defense, went to Mayor Bowser, the Capitol Hill Police, who are, of course, reporting to Nancy Pelosi, and said, look, we have the authorization, but we need the request under federal law to come from the mayor and the Capitol Police. They said no in writing.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. No vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Holiday traditions, what are they all about with you? You can share some of those thoughts with us on our DJV social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, and Jay will be monitoring that. Jay Kirshner here, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, celebrating some of the cooking traditions that have fallen prey, it would seem, this year to inflation. For example, have you gone to the food store, grocery store, convenience store to buy some butter? Guess what?
Butter.
Butter. It's not better butter. It's butter that's expensive. And then you look at eggs. We're now charging $8 for a dozen eggs on the farm. I've been telling them to charge $8 for a long time, but they finally got up to it because there's a scarcity. We have twice as many people looking for eggs on the farm as we can provide, And if you've seen some of the video of the barnyard, you know the chickens are all over the place. They're everywhere.
Including the attack chicken.
Yes, right.
After Lewis.
Yeah. Well, that attack chicken managed to find its way to the happy hunting ground.
Almost a crisis waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right. Yeah. After Lewis, it was time for burial insurance for that for that particular rooster. Anyway, so if you look at the prices from this year to last year, is this bah humbug? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But this is a reality check. Most things are up as much as 40%. Like the price of butter is up a couple of bucks a pound from last year. And there's no cow shortage. There's no milk shortage. There's a shortage of good milk, but there are a lot of cows on factory farms that are giving milk. So what's the problem? And I guess the fact is that they can't find people to work in some of these packing houses, the places that... Have you ever seen butter being made, by the way? Anybody grow up with a grandmother had a butter churn? Or have you ever...
No.
I would have thought, Jennifer, you might have because of the history of
I'm
your family.
I'm not that old.
No, not you. I mean, it might have been when you went
I
to visit your...
I saw someone at, like, Busch Gardens, Colonial Williamsburg, demonstrating a butter churn.
Yeah.
I watched I Love Lucy. I mean, don't forget, this is how old it was. So you know I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
I Love Lucy. So Lucy and Ethel had to go back to, like, the old timeies. And so they had to churn their own butter in a bet that they made with Ricky and Fred. I mean, it was old for Lucy to churn butter. And that was so,
well,
no.
The big manufacturing
but
plants.
But dairy farmers are in my family. I understand what you're
yes,
saying. Yes, right.
I have made butter in one of those churners. As a matter of fact, I had...
It takes a lot of work to make a little
butter. Oh, yeah, it's horrible. Oh, my God, yeah. It's like making ice cream. Any of the old-time ways of doing stuff like that, ice cream, you had to have... it's called ice cream because you had ice that was packed around the vehicle, if you will, and to which you put the cream and you churned it around, and then it would become thicker and thicker. Kind of like those... I've been trying to find those... Well, there's a new ice cream maker out that's being made actually here in Massachusetts. I think it's called Cold Press or something. Have you seen the stories and articles? It's quite the thing, apparently. But it's not.
I feel like ice cream
like
makers.
It's like a Keurig. The Keurig. What's the coffee thing?
Keurig.
Yeah, Keurig.
Yeah, it's ice cream made like that. Anyway, you feel like what, Victoria?
Well, I feel like those types of gadgets, like, you know, when you get married and you have a registry and you register for stuff that you would never buy for yourself, there's always a bread maker and an ice cream maker. And
yes.
People either only make bread or ice cream one time or they never use it at all.
Never use it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sounds like a great idea to have like a Keurig-style ice cream maker, but I just wonder how often it would actually get used.
I'm sure the people who are making it are not counting on that as a factor in people being excited with it. I'm gonna get one and put it on the ice cream bus at the farm and make that kind of soft serve ice cream for people if they want it. Cost more, but I remember now that you've triggered a memory in me. The one of the first presents I got Megan when she got married was a bread maker, and she still uses it. She taught Miles how to make bread using the bread maker, and every week they make bread.
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, it works for some people. It's just others, it's like, oh, cool, I really want an ice cream maker. And then it's like, big and clunky, and you don't have room for it. Yeah. Or, like, a waffle maker. You make waffles, like, once, and then you forget you have a waffle maker.
I have a Megan Gideon waffle maker.
They sell, like, holiday waffle makers now. I'm like, who has the room not only for a regular waffle maker,
right,
but one that you bring out on Christmas? I don't know.
So you can have a snowflake-shaped waffle.
You have to be really into waffles if that's the case.
Today, and we were talking again kind of off the air to bring you up to date with who's cooking what. Victoria's cooking for her folks and her family. Right? You're going to have, what did you say you're going to make? Not lasagna.
That was my idea. No, not lasagna, no. But that is what my husband's family does. That's very popular in Italian households to do lasagna on Christmas.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to make halibut. It's with a tomato and artichoke and thyme and white wine broth.
Oh, that'd be nice. Make sure it's well done. What about you, Jay? What are you cooking for Christmas?
I'm not cooking anything. I am relaxing. I am taking it easy.
Really?
I've been through a lot this week.
Hungry? Are you going to be hungry all day, or what are you?
No. Someone else is going to serve her.
You got to keep grazing. Yeah, you just graze all day.
Oh, you're going, but you're going to your father's house. Your mother and father. They'll take care.
Yeah, so my family, we celebrate Christmas Eve, and then my husband's family celebrates Christmas Day. And it's just going to be two full days of nonstop eating, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Good for you. Hi, Jen Jen. What about you and your...
I'll be doing the whole... I've got two big events, actually. I've got Christmas Eve. I'll do... a roast with sautéed mushrooms, roasted broccoli, and then a mushroom three-cheese lasagna. That's kind of our deal for Christmas Eve.
All right, save some for me next week. I'll eat leftovers.
Yeah, and the lasagna you'll like because it's totally vegetarian. Well, it's vegetarian, not vegan. Mm-hmm. And then on Christmas Day, I think I'm going to do a small, I think, because I'm trying to procure a ham. But I think we're going to do a small ham and then probably just like green beans and some salad and not quite as much work. Because by the time Christmas night comes, I'm zonked. I mean, I do a Christmas Eve party. Then we go up to my mom's. Then it's like our nonstop race. Yeah. So Christmas night will be a nice dinner, but it won't be quite as, you know, intensive. Hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you'll be all curious to hear that as far as the pandemic is concerned and Christmas combined together, it's been a boon for Campbell's soup, interestingly enough. There are a lot of posted photos, Jay, all over the place of sort of elaborate dishes that have hashtags associated, hashtag coronavirus cooking, baking sales booming as well.
That's all changed now.
Yeah, when you look at what is going on with Campbell's soup becomes a big deal. But don't you use the soup with something else? You're not going to just serve the soup by itself.
Well, they make a lot of different, they make different products and stuff. But no, essentially, like, you know, and I certainly fell into this as well. You know, in the beginning of quarantine, it was supposed to be like 2 weeks, right? And so everybody was like, oh, I'm going to make all these gourmet meals. And I made a cake for, I don't even know what the reason was. I had no reason, but I made a big cake. People were just like getting really into cooking. And now it's, you know, people are going back into the office and they're commuting again and kids are in school. And so it's a kind of a different landscape. And so all these companies like Campbell and ConAgra, which owns a ton of brands, and General Mills and Kellogg's and Amy's, they're all saying that, you know, people are going back to the pre-COVID habits of, you know, fast and easy meals. Campbell has surveyed a lot of their customers, and people want dinner to be done in under 18 minutes. That's the average.
Huh?
So, yeah, so people aren't cooking like a 2-hour meal anymore. People are back to snacks in the car. Slim Jim and beef jerky sticks apparently are like way up again in sales. Angie's Boom Chicka Pop popcorn, which is very good, that's increased as well. And then David's seeds and all kinds of, like, you know, trail mix stuff is really popular again.
Right.
Campbell,
all right, coming up.
You can do 18-minute dinners with those soups.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you usually like a bake soup. Of some.
I love soups. I always put them all together. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. At any rate, I bought three different kinds of clam chowder. I had to find clam chowder that didn't have any gluten in it, which is hard because a lot of the pasty sauces.
Yeah, it's such a filler.
Yeah, no. So I found, though, there are a couple. Legal Seafood has one. And Progresso has one. I don't know, there are a whole bunch of them that I went looking for, so I put them all together. And it was kind of yummy, actually. That was my Christmas creation. kind of yummy. Coming up, a wonderful dog story for Christmas, right after this here on the DJV program.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
All right, 46 after the hour. Merry Christmas to everyone listening to us here, providing you with, I guess, this is what matters now in the next couple of days, right? The usual events and issues and people of the day kind of out the window, I think. We're more concerned about how we put good stories together for Christmas. Here's something. Jennifer has been following the story of this 8-year-old Boston Terrier. So what happened? This dog is, it looks like these terriers are always cute. So what did he do?
Well, he's being called a hero, and just in time for Christmas, after he told his owners that there was a problem with their 9-month-old baby and that the baby was in need of help. The family is the Dowling family, Jeff and Kelly from Connecticut, and they said that while their daughter was sleeping in her nursery on Tuesday, that their dog, Henry, began acting really strange, and he started barging into the nursery. He kept waking up the baby. He was headbutting the door open and going into her room and just standing there, and I guess the mom, Kelly, was trying to shoo him away, and every time she did, he would go back in when her back was turned. And it was those repeated actions from the dog that pushed the Dowlings to go into the nursery, where they saw that their daughter, who had a cold, was having trouble breathing. She wasn't clearing her airway, and she had started to turn blue and go rigid, and she couldn't get any air, couldn't get any oxygen. And so they took the daughter to the local hospital. Doctors were able to clear out her airway, but they wouldn't have even known if it hadn't been for the dog, Henry, who realized that. And I think, I don't know, it's a great story, heartwarming, because it could have been a tragedy that was averted by a dog. And so oftentimes, our animals know these things before we do, even. And
I mean, that's because
Henry's getting an extra big snack for Christmas this year.
Good for him.
They even said that Henry was allowed to sleep in bed with them that night.
Hey, one of the things that's so cool about dogs, I know that since my son Brendan and his wife Sophie had Jasper last month, their dog Fiona, who was a rescue pit bull combo, who's Shropshire, a bunch of different things, but the dog is a fabulous dog. He was thrown out of a car in a box on the side of the road.
So sad.
Anyway, he's come in, and ever since that baby was brought into the house, he has not been any more than 2-3 feet away from the baby. Just always watching, making sure everything is okay or just right. The baby cries. He goes to find Brendan or Sophie if he happens to be, you know, in his little bed. But it's really, it's very sweet. And you probably can find hundreds, if not thousands, of stories like that of dogs that are very conscious of the people, the humans in the room, and they seem to be even more conscious about young babies, for whatever the reason. It's not easily explainable. It's not important to explain it, just to know that it's there, part of the animal kingdom, protecting and serving other parts of the animal kingdom. So that's very, it's very cool. Good for Henry. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here as the, I could be the quiz master, right? This is like a television game show. Dr. Ken is in the hot seat. So, Dr. Ken, question number one. Yeah. Johnny, tell us what we've won. At the stress factor again, and it being a trigger for drinking in women, more so than men. I find this to be, I'm not sure how to look at it. My mother died as an alcoholic, and so when I saw this, I wondered, so the question's for me, I guess, much as anything else. She was under tremendous stress because she and my father were miserable together, and so she thought her way out was to drink. So is that what caused it? The stress triggered it?
That's what this study, fascinating study out this week in psychology of addictive behaviors, that women, even more than men, go to drinking because of mental stress. You know, you come home, I don't do this, but how often do you hear someone come home, oh, I've had a horrible day, I need a drink.
Yeah, right.
And that's just, I'm sorry to say this, don't shoot the messenger, but that is just the wrong reason to drink. And just leads to a lot of problems. But apparently, from this study, women are even much more susceptible to this behavior than men are. And so you need to be aware of this so you don't get yourself into an addictive cycle that leads to whole body wreckage.
Well, that's it. Now, back to the CDC and the
like your
virus. Yeah, my mother was at 50. She was dead. The flaws in test kits. What test kit do you recommend, Dr. Ken, for COVID?
There's a number of them. I don't have a specific one. I think a lot of it right now is by what your pharmacy has, and I recommend going to your favorite pharmacist and asking what they have, and, you know, they come at different price points, and talking to the pharmacist. It's based on availability, and that's how I would make this choice. There are also, geographically, it's different from county to county. There are testing centers, and it's pretty easy to quickly find out which ones have the best reputations. So I would talk to my, if I want to get tested, I'm going to look around and see what my options are locally, and I'm probably going to talk to my favorite pharmacist. And this is why it's really a good idea to have a single pharmacist that dispenses your drugs. They know what you're on. You know them. They know you. And just ask the pharmacist what they have and what the pharmacist recommends, because it's going to change. There are new options appearing, and you want to get the best value for your money. Talk to the pharmacist that you trust.
Question about hospitals in your area, or hospitals in general, but I'm sure you know the ones that you, where you have privileges. Do you find that they're dropping their vaccine mandates for the workers in the hospitals, even though we find it preferable, and we can't imagine a healthcare worker who wouldn't want to get the vaccine unless, you know, they'll tell you that they know more than you do. That is, you can, because you want people to get vaccinated, and people say, no, don't do that. It's too dangerous. Go ahead.
I'll give you my own humble opinion. You know, I'm not in favor. I don't like mandates. I like people using good judgment and doing the right thing. And my own feeling is that those of us in healthcare, we have a responsibility not to pass on COVID. And that means each one of us either having natural immunity and having plenty of antibodies and measuring them and documenting that they're there. And that's one way of definitely protecting ourselves and not passing it along and not having an adverse reaction to the vaccine. But if we don't have documented natural immunity by measuring antibodies, then we need to be vaccinated. I personally am triply vaxxed. Whenever I'm in front of a patient, I wear a mask. So we take extreme precaution, even over precaution, because I don't want to be, you know, doctors do no harm. We take an oath. And I think anyone in the medical profession should do everything they can to make sure that when we come in contact with patients, we're not going to give them COVID. And we've been successful in that regard. Most people get COVID not in the doctor's office. They get it at home from their family. That's where most COVID comes from.
One would hope that you didn't get it in the doctor's office.
The most common place. Number two is not even close.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken here answering your questions, all of our questions. Ask Dr. Ken, part of DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.